Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump on Wednesday ordered construction of a wall along the country's southern border with Mexico to thwart illegal migration. During a visit to the Department of Homeland Security, the agency charged with protecting the border, Mr. Trump signed executive orders to build the wall and to counter U.S. cities that are refusing to help federal authorities identify and deport illegal aliens. White House spokesman Sean Spicer briefed reporters.
This will stem the flow of drugs, crime, illegal immigration into the United States. And yes, one way or another, as the president has said before, Mexico will pay for it.
The White House says the government will construct more detention facilities along the border to house illegal migrants until they are returned to the country of their origins. Officials say Mr. Trump is also considering a four-month freeze on refugee admissions into the U.S., as well as a ban for at least 30 days for entry into the U.S. by anyone from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Somalia, Sudan, and Yemen. Gambia's new president, Adama Barrow, plans to return to the country Thursday. He fled after longtime leader Yahya Jammeh refused to acknowledge an election loss and sought to stay in office. When West African countries began a military intervention, Mr. Jammeh was forced to leave. His spokesman talked to reporters.
He informed me 2 days ago that on Thursday he would be here, but would not want it to be announced because he had to also thank those people who have actually contributed to the settlement of the political dispute in the Gambia in peace.
Mr. Barrow has asked that foreign security forces remain in Gambia for 6 months. This is VOA News. Somali officials say dozens of people were killed or wounded Wednesday when al-Shabaab militants attacked a Mogadishu hotel. One official says medical teams have collected the bodies of 28 people so far. Earlier, the Somali government said more than 50 people were wounded. The Islamic militant group al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. U.S. President Donald Trump is calling for an investigation into alleged voter fraud in November's presidential election. He announced plans for the probe Wednesday on Twitter. Leading congressional Democrat Nancy Pelosi quickly came out against it.
To undermine the integrity of our voting system is really strange. But in addition to that, on top of it, he wants to investigate something that can clearly be proven to be false.
A White House spokesman says the upcoming investigation will not just be about the 2016 election, but about the integrity of the American voting system. He gave no specifics about who would conduct the investigation or when it will begin. The Taliban has written what it called an open letter to President Donald Trump, calling on him to help end what it says is a futile and unwinnable American war in Afghanistan. A copy of that letter was released to journalists Wednesday. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis plans to travel to Japan and South Korea next month. It will be his first trip abroad as head of the Pentagon. He'll leave February 1st for South Korea and then travel on to Tokyo 2 days later. The trip underlines the importance the new administration puts on U.S. alliances with Japan and South Korea. European Union Foreign Policy Chief Federica Mogherini met Wednesday with the leaders of Serbia and Kosovo to encourage them to press harder to normalize relations with each other. The two nations have seen an increase in tensions in recent days. Kosovo declared its independence from Serbia in 2008, but that has not yet been recognized by Serbia. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told Parliament Wednesday that he has no illusions about a quick improvement in relations with the United States. He said it will take time and serious work to repair what he called the heavy damage inflicted to Russian-U.S. relations under Barack Obama. Pope Francis has taken over the Knights of Malta following a dispute with the order's leader. The leader of the lay Roman Catholic order openly defied the Pope in a dispute over condoms. The Knights of Malta run a worldwide charity operation. The papal takeover is seen as unusual because the Knights are a sovereign entity. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed above 20,000 for the first time Wednesday. The Dow is the most well-known U.S. stock market index. The S&P 500, a broader index, also reached a record high on Wednesday. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA.